Czech scientists have launched an unusual project that might lead them to the descendants of a medieval vampire. On Tuesday, they collected DNA samples from around a dozen inhabitants of Hradec nad Nisou, where a 14th century grave had been found with a body buried in a way typical for outcasts. But the main purpose of the project is to draw attention to science and to a new town museum that should open next year. Jan Richter has the story.
In March, archaeologists in the North Bohemian town of Hradec nad Nisou discovered a strange grave on the town's main square. The skeleton was positioned face down and had several silver coins in its hand. The fact that the grave was outside a cemetery suggested the person in it had been stigmatized by his contemporaries. For centuries, such a burial rite was typical for people who were thought to be sorcerers, witches or vampires. On Tuesday, the researchers returned to Hradec nad Nisou to discuss the find with the locals and to ask them for their own DNA samples. Daniel Vaněk from the Prague-based firm DNA Forensic Service explains.
If we collect samples from people living in the area around Hradec nad Nisou, in case of a stroke of a good luck, we can find a match between either male lineage or female lineage with those bone samples. So we would find living relatives, some genetic cousins to this skeleton. So this is the reason we were collecting DNA samples in this area, to compare it with our archaeogenetic results.
Further research showed that the skeleton belonged to a man who died at around 50 years of age, and scientists were able to extract the DNA samples. According to the genetic profile, the man came from the Balkans, more specifically from northern Greece or Albania. But Mr. Daněk says the main aim of the project is to draw attention to science and to a new town museum that will open in Hradec nad Nisou next spring.
The idea was that if we do this, we will be able to attract people to the research that is taking place at Hradec nad Nisou, to attract them to genetic genealogy, to archaeogenetics, to anthropology. And it really happened, because I've been giving a presentation yesterday evening, and the lecture room at the town hall was fully packed with people, and they were listening for 2 hours, and voluntarily giving samples. So it's a perfect example how to bring the science to the kitchen.
The scientists admit that only sheer luck could lead them to the man's descendants still living in the area, like in the case of Cheddar Man, when in 1997 British researchers found a relative from a man who died more than 7,000 years before Christ.
Jan Richter with that report. Now in the final part of our program.